The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1971, Apollo 15 moonwalkers David Scott and James Irwin landed on the moon in the Hadley Rill region, much more mountainous terrain than previous Apollo missions had visited. They camped out in the lunar lander for the night before setting foot on the moon the next day.
9% fuel. 200, minus 11. 150. Minus 7. Minus 6. 120 feet. Minus 6. There, I've got some rest. Minus 5. 100 feet and 5. 9% fuel. Minus 5. 80 at 5. Minus 3. 60 at 3. 50 at 3. Cross pointers look good. 40 at 3. 7% fuel. 20 at 1. 15 at 1. Minus 1. Minus 1. 6% fuel. 10 feet minus 1. 8 feet minus 1. Contact.
Hey, Houston, the Falcon is on the plane at Hadley.
Roger, Roger, Falcon.
Pilot Al Warden remained in lunar orbit in the command module Endeavour. This mission was the first test of the Lunar Rover vehicle, a stowable dune buggy for the moon. Puppet master Sid Croft was born on this day in 1929. Actor William Atherton, forever known as stubborn EPA official Walter Peck from Ghostbusters, was born today in 1947.
I want to know more about what you do here. Frankly, there have been a lot of wild stories in the media, and we want to assess any possible environmental impact from your operation. For instance, the presence of noxious, possibly hazardous waste chemicals in your basement. Now, you either show me what is down there, or I come back with a court order.
The Terminator himself came online today. Arnold Schwarzenegger was born in 1947. Lawrence Fishburne was born on this day in 1961. And Batman trilogy director Christopher Nolan was born today in 1970. And, born in 1985, Mary Wiseman, Star Trek Discovery's Ensign Sylvia Tilly.
Shuttle Bay needs a little TLC, but all is well, Commander. This is the power of math, people! Come on!
You are correct, Ensign.
One of the founding editors of Electronic Games Magazine and a Hugo nominee for her own work, Joyce Worley, died on this day in 2016. In 1966, the Batmobile roared onto the big screen.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
The biggest.
Tell them, Robin.
Holy superlatives, Batman. It's really exciting. Soon, very soon, Batman and I will be batapulting right out of your TV sets and onto your theater screens.
That's right, Robin. Our first full-length motion picture feature in color opens a whole new world of thrills. The big screen gives us more space on land, sea, and in the air to challenge the most bataclysmic collection of super criminals ever. And that's just a sample of the exciting exploits ahead in our first feature motion picture.
Holy memoranda, folks! Make a note not to miss it.
Good thinking, Robin.
Keen to capitalize on the popularity of the hit TV series, the Batman movie starred Adam West, Burt Ward, and most of the villains from the small screen, one of the very few times they would join forces against the dynamic duo. In 1981, the arcade game Astro Blaster blasted its way into American arcades, a space shoot-'em-up where players had to keep an eye on their fuel and their engine temperature. Astro Blaster emerged from Sega's American division and inspired the Activision game Mega Mania for the Atari 2600. And the designer of Astro Blaster later auditioned for a programming job at Activision without bringing this fact up. In 1993, work began on the concept for the third Star Trek TV spin-off, which would later be called Star Trek Voyager. The show wouldn't premiere until 1995, and was designed from the start to be the highest-profile show on the new United Paramount Network, meaning that the makers of a Star Trek series had to answer to studio suits for the first time since the 1960s. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. TheLogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at coffee, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.